When it comes to diet, you can get too much of a good thing. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There's a precursor to diabetes called the metabolic syndrome. You put on some fat around your middle, your blood glucose rises, and you develop insulin resistance. Benjamin Bickman, a metabolic scientist at Brigham Young University in Utah, says carb loading stimulates insulin production.
It's a fundamental biological principle that too much of something will result in a resistance to that something. That's not to say it's the only driver, but with that view in mind, my simple approach is if it comes in a bag or a box with a barcode, it's probably one to avoid when it comes to carbohydrates.
Bickman says most people try to starve their way to weight loss, not realizing that a diet that includes some saturated fats and fewer carbs is not a bad thing.
I think there are a lot of myths that come in this realm when you start having science take on a religious fervor. And I'm a very religious individual, and so I appreciate religion, but I also appreciate my PhD mentor once said, scientists are seekers of truth, and there must come a hearty dose of humility in that realm, because you have to be prepared at any moment to discard your ideas if the evidence suggests that your notions are incorrect.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.